USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump was back on the campaign trail Saturday night, this time in Georgia, to back the incumbent Republican senators in a pair of runoff elections. Senator Kelly Loeffler is facing off with Democratic challenger Raphael Warnock, while Senator David Perdue takes on John Ossoff. At a rally in Valdosta, Georgia, the president emphasized what he says is at stake in the runoffs.
At stake in this election is control of the U.S. Senate, and that really means control of this country. The voters of Georgia will determine which party runs every committee, writes every piece of legislation, controls every single taxpayer dollar. Very simply, you will decide whether your children will grow up in a socialist country or whether they will grow up in a free country.
President-elect Joe Biden said he would also campaign in Georgia for Ossoff and Warnock before Georgians head back to the polls on January 5th. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A New York woman who was born during the Spanish flu pandemic has survived COVID. Valvior has the story from the USA Radio News, Texas Bureau.
Her name is Angelina Friedman, and her recovery from coronavirus made national news back in the spring, yet she recently survived a second bout with the disease. Daughter Joanne Marola says her mom not only beat COVID at 101 years old, she's beaten it at 102, and she's no stranger to tough times. During the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, Friedman was born on a passenger ship taking immigrants from Italy to New York City. Her mother died giving birth on that ship. Miss Friedman is in a nursing home now and first tested positive for COVID in mid-March, was clear in mid-April. With the latest positive diagnosis in late October, she was cleared on November 17th. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And the U.S. is ending 5 cultural exchange programs with China. As tensions between the two nations rise, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the programs were soft power propaganda tools and were paid for and operated by the Chinese government. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President-elect Joe Biden says he won't make receiving a coronavirus vaccine mandatory. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
President-elect Joe Biden expressed concerns about the Trump administration's plan to give out a coronavirus vaccine.
There is no detailed plan that we've seen anywhere as to how you get the vaccine out of a container into an injection syringe into somebody's arm. And it's going to be very difficult for that to be done, and it's very expensive.
Biden offering comments as he was urging Congress and the president to get on the same page when it comes to passing a coronavirus relief package. As far as requiring everyone in the country to take the vaccine itself, Biden said he would not issue such a mandate.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
From the East Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
On the college gridiron Saturday, number 1 Alabama ran over LSU 55-17. Number 3 Clemson beat Virginia Tech 45-10 to set up a rematch with Notre Dame for the ACC championship. Number 10 Miami blanked Duke 48-0. Number 11 Oklahoma topped Baylor 27-14. Number 12 Indiana held off number 16 Wisconsin 14-6. Number 18 Coastal Carolina stopped number 13 BYU at the 1 yard line to pull off the upset 22-17. California upset number 23 Oregon 21-17, and number 24 Tulsa hung on to beat Navy 19-6. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.